Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Comedy Arcade, part friendly panel show, part vicious competition, where contestants fight with their best anecdotes on mystery topics generated through a trusty bingo ball. I'm Vix Layton, host of the show, spirit of the bingo balls, and games master. Points will be awarded for originality, amusement value, and my general caprice and mood on the day. The contestant with the most points at the end of the game wins, but their opponents will be granted a few cheat codes along the way, just to keep it interesting. Welcome to Comedy Arcade, part panel show, part competition, hopefully all funny. The way the game works, for people who haven't tuned in, shame on you if you haven't tuned in already, is I have a bingo ball full of interesting and obscure topics. I will draw them randomly and the three talented comedians will pitch with anecdotes, stories, songs, throwing friends under the bus to have the funniest story. Points will be awarded capriciously by me on a scale that even I don't know. It's like when Starbucks asked me if I want hot and cold milk. There's no rationale to my decision. We will see how it goes. I will score you for entertainment value and laughs. And like any old arcade, if you know the rules, you can cheat. So with that in mind, we have three cards in front of you that you can potentially play during the game. New balls, if you don't like the ball because you've got nothing to say or you think somebody else might have a really good story and you don't want to hear it, you can play new balls. If you think you've got the best story of the round, you can play double or nothing. If I agree, you get double points. If I don't agree, you get nothing and your points go to somebody else. So that's a scary card to play. And the third one, which is Fruit Machine, which can only be played before the last round. If you think you've had a shocker or if you think someone's done better than you, you can play the Fruit Machine card. We will randomise all the scores of all three of you. You might get a best score, you might get a worst score, you might get your own score back. Who knows what will happen? That's the beauty of the game, you don't know. These cards can only be played once by one player, so once one player's played it, it's dead to you. So play them wisely. You don't have to play them either. You could live and die on the merit of your own talent. It hasn't happened yet, but you could. It might happen. Playing with me today, we have the fabulous Leslie Ewing-Burgess.
Hello.
Next to Leslie, we have the fabulous Welsh Wonder Esseth Sears.
You what, mate?
That might stay in. And we have the fabulous third contestant, and she is the one and only. She's got one name to me, like Madonna, because she's that good. Sekiza.
South London rep.
Now let's play the game. Right.
You're going down.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I just want to have a nice time.
No, you're going down.
Okay.
I have no idea what's going on. I'm just hungry.
Basically bingo for women.
Lady bingo.
Conversational bingo. Yeah. You'd be surprised how much airtime men give themselves, considering that, though. But anyway.
They'll always find a way, won't they?
On that note, here we are. Ball number two, first dates.
Oh,
Esseth Sears, tell us about your first date.
Oh, so I have to tell you about this. So I am married to an Englishman.
Oh. Why is that a bad thing?
Fight.
You should ask my mum. So basically, because I'm Welsh and I speak Welsh, when I moved to London, I suddenly became single and my mum started freaking out that I wasn't going to end up with someone who spoke Welsh. because, you know, London. Anyway, I met this guy. He was English, didn't speak Welsh, and I decided to go on a date with him. But in the meantime, I had also met a Welsh guy who lived in Wales and agreed to go on a date with him. So it was basically like my last chance to maybe marry someone who spoke Welsh. Okay, and I was kind of doing it for my mum, you know. Just, yeah, yeah. Anyway, so went on a date with the English guy, went well, went on the date with a Welsh guy. Obviously, had to go over to Wales from London to go and see him. We went out for food, and I remember sitting down by the table at this Italian restaurant, and the menus came out, and I'm awful when menus come out. Like, I never know what I want because I will eat anything. I love absolutely everything, so I panic about it. And I told the Welsh date about this. And he turned to me and he said, yeah, I don't really get food.
I How only can you not get food?
Exactly.
Maybe if you ordered some, you'd get it.
This is
oh, is it never arrived?
Maybe he's ordering wrong. Yeah.
Like, has he just had a really bad Uber Eats experience?
Oh, no, he's like Kelly Rowland in the Dilemma video. He's putting it to Excel. He's like, where's my food?
Imagine if he'd just been asking for food wrong all his life. Yeah.
Can I have
a lovely spaghetti?
maybe he thought he was like a baby again and just pointed at like boobs and was like, food.
Maybe it was a chat-up line.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I didn't read it like that. So he said, I don't get food. I only eat because I know I have to.
Oh no.
What?
Tell a boy bye.
So that's how I married an Englishman.
Yeah. Was he one of those ones?
He understood food.
Yeah. Pretty much. That's how low my levels were at the time.
It's a photo finish, but he just nosed over because he...
Yeah, it's like, oh yeah, I can eat with this guy. Yeah. I can talk about food with him and he won't just stare at me blankly. The only thing was, like, but I'd gone back to Wales for this date and it wasn't anywhere near where any of my family live. So I had to stay the night with him.
No!
Did you GSD?
I obviously slept with him. Obviously.
He doesn't really understand sex.
Did he understand sex? Did he understand sex?
Did he?
He did, yeah.
Okay. Oh, yay.
Yay. So, yeah. So I just needed someone to stay.
Oh. Wow.
Okay.
Has anyone got an advance on that?
Yes.
I do.
Ooh.
I'm so ready.
So I don't really like online dating, actually hate it, but I decided I was having a quarter life crisis when I turned 30. Yes, I'm going to be 120 years old. That I was going to go on an online date, and the guy was very much like, I'm a romantic person, I love romance, I love wining and dining, let's I'm going to treat you really well and treat you to a very nice dinner, homemade dinner. So we went to his. He was apparently an artist, so he was like, we can go to my loft. Ended up being an attic.
I have one of those now. Anyway, carry on. I'm very excited about
a loft. Artist attic.
There's a difference between a loft and an attic.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah.
I'm thinking the Bon Jovi Always video in my mind. I don't want to age myself.
I was expecting a very nice.
But you're always
spacious.
Thinking about it, aren't you?
I'm always thinking about Bon Jovi. Yeah.
Yeah. I was expecting a very lovely, spacious place. It was an attic. And
how many suitcases were up there?
There was no suitcases. It was very dark. There was candles everywhere. And I was like, okay,
fire hazard.
That is romantic.
Yeah, it was like, oh, he's being proper romantic. Okay, this is interesting. He didn't make dinner. He put a pizza in the oven.
Okay.
But then...
Was it at least a, like, Pizza Express one?
No, it was a Tesco brand pizza.
Oh, no. Mate. Get the dough balls.
I've not even got to the best bit. And then when I went to the... I was like, I'm going to go to the bathroom. Went to the bathroom. Attempted to switch on the lights. The lights are not working.
No.
That's when I realised. He's an artist, isn't he? He's not paid his fucking electricity bill. He's not paid his bill.
The pizza was because it runs on gas.
Yeah. Can't pay his bill, can he?
Oh, no.
Can't pay his light bill.
So how is he going to treat you right?
Exactly. So he's being romantic with his love and his... And I was like, no, this is not the one. No.
No. Oh,
but you had nowhere to stay. So
no. I also love the fact that food has featured in this one as well. Like, what's wrong with these men? Like, don't they know? Like, I want to be fed.
Yeah.
Properly. Like, not in a weird way. Not like in a niche, kinky way.
I want to be fed in my stomach and my vagina. Feed me all the way round.
Testify.
All the way round. Oh, such a weird turn of phrase, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I really get it.
Feed me.
Let's fucking do this.
Oh my God.
So this was in my early 20s, back when I was in Ottawa, Canada, where I'm from. I went out on a date with this guy. He was from a dating app as well. And we went to meet up in a coffee shop that was very far from my house. And I turned up a bit late, and that was a bit bad. It was before smartphones, and so I had no way to really notify him. So I just turned up, and he was still there. And he was a musician. So he brought his guitar with him.
Oh.
So that was the beginning. And then it was raining outside, and he was like, "Oh, I was hoping to play my instrument for you out on the patio." And he did not mean his penis, and I sort of wish he had. So,
if only they mean that when they say that, right?
Yeah. So he then insisted. I was trying to make small talk because it was clear straight away there was absolutely nothing there. Like I could tell straight away. Like I just was like, "Oh, this is bad," but I'm stuck here at least for the moment because I took buses to get here. So I can't leave you. Also, how do you leave?
Bye.
So, yeah, but I mean, I was in my early 20s. No confidence whatsoever, you know?
Have you tried going to the toilet and running away?
I wish I had. So anyway, so we were there, and I was trying to make small talk with him, and I was like, "Oh, what TV shows do you like?" And he went, "I don't really watch TV."
Oh,
but I do like, and named one obscure Canadian television show. Now, Canadian television has gotten better recently. I recently watched all of Schitt's Creek, surprised at how much I liked it, but at the time, no. Like, there was no good Canadian TV, but that was the only TV he liked. And I was like, "Ah." He then got me to listen to a song he'd composed on his headphones and stared at me the entire time I listened to it.
No.
He wanted to see your reaction.
Yeah, and I just had to go, uh-huh. Like, just
had
kind of be encouraging.
You, or just...
No, it was just a song he had. He just wanted to, because he wanted to play his instrument for me, and he couldn't because it was raining outside.
It's a shame it wasn't his penis.
I know, exactly. Fucking
every strong. Point, yeah.
Yeah, and so then he insisted...
You could have rammed it into your ear at that point, and it would have been less. If you could choose, though, someone playing you this song while they look you intensely in the eye, or taking a little bit of penis to the ear, I think I'd take...
But all I'm imagining now is a flaccid penis on the patio, a little bit wet because it's raining. Really sad.
So then he insisted that we go to the shopping mall in downtown Ottawa. So we went, Rideau Center, shout out. No one's going to be listening.
I'm sure
they're
listening.
Yeah, exactly. One of my friends happens to be listening, and they're walking through Rideau Center, and they're like, "That's where I am." Anyway, so we went to Rideau Center, and then in the middle of the shopping mall, he got out his guitar and started to play it for me.
What was he busking?
No, just,
no, just because he wanted to show off, and he was okay.
Oh.
And I, like, again, every time I tried to, like, make any sort of comment to make it less awkward, he would just stare at me. And it's one of these things where it doesn't matter really, apart from when you already don't like someone, but his eyes were very close together, you know. It's like, literally, it doesn't matter, but when they're also,
it's not relevant, but it is.
Well, it just sets the scene. And eventually, after this, we both ended up being like, "Okay, I've got to go to my mom's for dinner," and we both left.
Oh my God. I'm starting to wonder, is that why you're over here now?
Yeah.
Is that the only way it could end?
Also, is he now like a famous musician? Is he Shawn Mendes?
Is he Shawn Mendes?
I'm just going to say, and this shows where my interests are, I have genuinely no clue who these people are.
Oh, Leslie's too cool for Shawn Mendes. He's released some absolute bangers. I will listen to his music while being rude about him.
I mainly listen to the Beatles.
All right.
How old are you?
She's
only
an old
33,
soul.
But I got good taste.
You've got taste, and it is your own, and that is fine.
when can we get on to the fact that the Beatles are a bit overrated?
We will deal with that if it comes up in the balls, which I've got a feeling it might.
Because I'd be very much for that.
Yeah. All right, cool.
But they're my favourite. I just love them.
So yeah, we've got ball number five, petty grievances. Is your petty grievance people that don't understand the Beatles, Leslie?
No, because everyone's entitled to their own wrong opinions. And also, everything's not for everyone. I just love them, and that's all that matters to me.
Oh, there we go. That's a very pragmatic approach. Esith, do you want to pour scorn on them? Or?
I'm not that. I mean, but I mean,
this is a free go.
This?
You can have a little.
A free go.
Yeah, this is a little free go before we talk about our real petty grievances.
Maybe it has something to do with the fact that my first boyfriend was obsessed with them, but I don't think so. I don't think that factors at all. I don't know. Like, would they really be that famous now if two of them weren't dead?
Yeah, well, I don't know if they would be specific, but they were trailblazing in music at the time, and so it's,
I agree with that. I completely agree with that. But in the same way, like, I really don't like Monty Python.
Oh, fuck, I love Monty Python!
I think we're going to have to separate.
Who are you? Who are you?
I don't even know which one Sakis is talking about, but I support it.
I'm like, is it because you're Welsh?
I don't know. Like, my dad, because my dad was a massive comedy influence on me. So he introduced me to all the great comedies. But like Monty Python, I could see that they were good in their time and that they blazed a trail. I get it. But when I watch it now, it's like, oh, mate.
I mean, there's definitely some questionable stuff in there. When you watch it properly, you go, ooh, I can see why this isn't one of the famous sketches. But
I don't hate them.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not personally offended.
That's right. I get the feeling, though. Yeah, but I get the feeling.
I'm not Monty Python.
The vibe has changed in the room.
I think Vix is stirring here now. I think she wants us to fight.
Yeah,
fight.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. I quite like you from the brief time we spent together. So. You're nice.
Oh, I like you too.
Aww.
Oh,
this new friendship forged in spite of our differences.
So does anyone have any legitimate petty grievances?
I think I have absolutely shitloads, but I can't think of a single one of them right now. I'm like, actually, I love everything, and that is so not true.
But including our government.
I'm not political. I mean, everyone is, because you can't not be, but also I like to think about happy things.
And no one in your coffee shop, because Leslie is a... Would you call yourself a barista?
I'm the lead barista.
The lead barista, sexy.
Not really.
Is there no coffee patron that you would punch in the face?
There's so many, but we can't talk about it on the podcast. What if they listen?
I mean, I hate a lot of people that tuned into my Twitch show, and I would say that is unlikely.
Yeah, and also, if I start, I'll never stop. For the sake of the podcast, you must not let me get into this.
There are too many petty grievances. That works great for material for my show. Thank you for coming and contributing that. Have you got a petty grievance?
I've got a petty grievance.
Yeah, you wouldn't let me down.
I've got two.
I'm ready with my pencil to score.
First one, tomatoes.
Okay. Did not see that coming.
What are they? Like, why? Like, what? Really? Like, it's just, like, I feel like they're just so, like, misdeceiving in terms of what, like, they're firm on the outside and then inside they're just squishy and it's nasty and there's little seeds in it and it's just like air and water. It's just like the devil's fruit. I don't appreciate it at all.
Do you like ketchup?
Yeah, I love it.
I've been like that for so long where I'm like, anything made out of tomatoes. I've started doing tomatoes recently, by the way. It was always tomatoes.
Not even British. You've gone too far, I think.
Tomatoes.
Tomatoes.
Yeah, no, it's just anything made out of them. The flavor is amazing, but that goo is awful.
No, people that just eat them by themselves. Okay, right. I've got three, actually.
All right. So that was number one, tomatoes.
Number one, tomatoes. Yeah, number two. When you get like a starter dish, like the chicken wings or like halloumi fries, I'm being very trendy at the moment with halloumi fries, halloumi fries, and they put a bunch of side salad on it.
What a waste of time.
Who's eating that side salad? I didn't ask for side salad with my star. I asked for chicken wings. That's what I wanted. Don't put a bunch of side salad on it because no one's touching that shit.
No, it's just a waste.
Okay? It's a fucking waste of taste and
like
salad.
These little plastic bags of salad you get from some Indian takeaways.
Straight to the bin.
Do you think I have a rabbit with me that I can just like...
I just feel so guilty about it. I'm like, I wish you could decline having it. Like, you can decline cutlery, but you can't. It's like, can I not have the sweaty onion, please?
Yeah. Imagine there's a whole industry. There's like a whole sector of agriculture where there's farmers growing lettuces that no one is ever going to eat.
Yeah.
Why?
I mean, that's so sad.
I kind of want to win this game, but I'm so with you on the lettuce. Though.
Thank you. Because it's ridiculous. Like, no, stop doing that.
Forcing that on us. So
stop trying to force salad on me with my chicken wings and my halloumi fries. Stop that. I ordered a starter for fuck's sake. Okay.
What's number three? Tomato starters. What's number three?
Okay. This one might be a bit controversial.
I'm ready.
Oh, actually, can I have four?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Third one.
Can I have one?
I think I've thought of one as well. It's none of the customers in my coffee shop, although I could have 1,000.
The third one, I'm going to make this one quick. Third one is fruit and savoury.
Okay.
Like couscous, people put like sultanas.
Oh, yeah.
And no.
I like that.
No. So, yeah, don't put me a minus point.
Just going to rub that out. Okay.
Ham and pineapple.
Oh, no. Why would you do that? No. Okay. Fourth one. This one's a controversial one. Cheese. That's what, yeah.
Are you a vegan?
No.
Oh, did you not hear about the chicken wings?
And the halloumi fries, which also is from a type of cheese. Like.
Technically cheese. Isn't that goat cheese? Different type of cheese?
Yeah, maybe? But it's still cheese.
Cheese. Like, okay. What's wrong with mild cheddar?
Oh, so not all cheeses. Hashtag not all cheeses.
Not hashtag not all cheeses.
You think there's a superior race of cheese?
No, it's just I don't understand the fast... Like, when I said cheese, Leslie went... Because it's such a thing with people. I don't understand. Like, why on a starter is a cheese board a starter but also a dessert?
Oh, yeah, that
and
is
why
bullshit.
Are you going to spend £25 on a cheese board? Why is there 500 different types of cheese?
There's fruit on that as well,
yeah,
isn't there?
Exactly. Fruit, that yeah, fruit on that shit. There's fruit on that. Oh,
I love apples and cheese together.
No,
more than
why?
Anything.
It's just... Yes. I don't understand the fascination with cheese. What's wrong with mild cheddar? And also, halloumi is not fucking cheese. It doesn't melt. Stop classing it as cheese.
I mean, it's either cheese or drugs, though, isn't it?
What? I don't think those are the two routes you can take in life. No,
I'm pretty sure it is.
You can do both.
Find yourself a gal that can do both. Yeah.
But I reckon if you took that whole cheese industry away and took all those choices, you would then end up with a whole load of drugs, whole different choices, some with veins in, some with cranberries in. I don't know. I don't know anything about drugs.
Yeah. Cranberry drugs.
Yeah. Can you tell festive. I've never taken drugs before?
That's a festive mix, that is. Yeah.
Yeah. Christmas Day. Grandma, would you like cheese?
You just want me to rack you up a little bit of wine?
Yeah. Yeah. Some coke here. It's
with some raisins in it.
MDMA anyway?
Smells like pipe.
So mine is basically anytime anyone tries to or any sort of widely spread portmanteau. So for instance, like a combination of two words that really takes off. Like I talked about this in my last show, actually. One of the things I hate most in the world is when people say hangry. Like, I hate it. I hate it so much. I hate it so much. Like, it just infuriates me. And it's just anything
hungry.
Like that. Angry and hungry.
Yeah.
But it's like, what does that?
A lot of people. And it's one of these things where just, if you're in a big social group and you go, oh, I'm a bit hungry. And they go, are you hungry or are you hangry? And it's now that I've said it, you will hear it everywhere.
Yeah,
it is a thing.
Behaving like a prick, it's an excuse you can make, basically.
Yeah, yeah, I would exactly. Punish people in the situation. Face.
Yes, it's the worst, right? And so anything like that. And so I'm quite petty in lots of ways. And so my favorite thing sort of, weirdly enough, is to just create portmanteaus, but I think I like doing them so they're just so shit that no one would ever actually like. I like to find the worst possible combination of two words because I think it's really funny. Someone say two words and I'll see if I can do it.
Fruit machine.
Frasheen.
Ooh.
No! Wrong reaction! The thing is, if I do say something... Okay, I have to do a worse one. Mashoot.
We're going to play Frasheen later. No. You just know it.
The thing is, it's like, it's such a thing that whenever I do that and someone goes, oh, I'm going to use that, I'm just like... Just because my whole purpose is to just make it so horrible sounding that no one ever wants to use it. And I think it's mainly a subconscious thing that I've just clocked onto recently.
Maybe
and
you
I,
need to stop doing that.
I'm trying
stop
to.
Stop putting these horrors out into the world.
There is someone... there is someone who I sort of see quite often in my life who every time I do one of those, just because I do it so automatically, it's just one of my brain functions is that it just does that automatically. And this person I know frequently will just go, oh yeah, and then just start using them, and I'm like, no. So I'm trying to deprogram myself because
you're fueling it.
Yeah, I'm just trying to be funny.
We can all relate to that.
So yeah, basically, just anything like that can just fuck off.
Nice, right?
Or foff.
Now you're on the trolley.
Yeah. Choo choo.
I feel that when they're so obscure bad. That you have to explain them every single time, it's okay because that's not going to get widespread. Ah, foff.
Foff. Foff.
Right. Anyway, let's move on.
Okay.
And it is number 21, which is text you should not have sent. Now, it doesn't have to be a text. It can be a WhatsApp or a Snapchat.
Oh, she's done it for me. She's done it.
I'm kind of into what you don't want to share with me, but new balls it is. We'll never know.
I was just too old and mature when texts were a thing.
back when they were a thing.
What?
I did my stupidest things before texting.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can still do stupid things.
I'm still doing it
since.
Now, yeah. When you reply to someone that you want to slag off to them, like, you know, that's...
Yeah.
Just do the new balls.
I've done the new balls. It's number one, inappropriate crushes. I like the Essex already giggling.
Well, once, when I was in university, I was living with 5 other girls, and one day, you know, you have like hypothetical conversations, like who would you snog, blah, blah, blah. And someone asked, out of all of our dads,
oh, no.
Who would you shag? And I said, one of my friend's dads, like without hesitation. But like the question,
you had already given it some thought. I see.
You were ready. Yeah, you're
right. But like,
I've just been waiting to be asked. Why is he interested? Did he say something?
No, but the girl who asked it just looked at me. Was like, I was joking. Like when she asked the question, it's like,
no,
I wasn't serious. I was like, oh god.
Now
yeah.
Imagine if you'd said that in a text.
Imagine to him. Yeah. So maybe that was the most inappropriate crush.
Maybe. I mean, yeah, fair play. That is fairly inappropriate.
Her dad still got it, though.
Does that have to be my inappropriate
No,
crush?
Throw someone under the bus.
Right, so
it.
Yes. So I've got a very good friend called Verity, who I call the drunk blonde. That is nicely put it. she told me that she had an inappropriate dream about my dad.
Oh, it's a big dad time in here.
It is.
Yeah.
But had never met him or seen a picture of him.
What?
Oh,
so
no.
She just knew it was your dad somewhere inside.
Yeah, she was just like, I had a dream about your dad. I was like, but you've never seen him or met him. She was like, I know, but it was really weird. I knew it was your dad.
Oh,
and then 2 weeks later, she actually met my dad.
Did he look the same as she imagined?
She was like, I can't look at your dad.
You know what she should have done? Is she should have gone to like a police sketch artist and described the man in her dream so you could see what your dream dad looked like.
Yeah.
That would be interesting.
Yeah, like,
and
how
then just give him to
you?
A Father's Day gift.
That's such a good idea for a program.
Oh my god. Guess what my parents look like.
Yeah. I love it. Let's get like, this made.
A photo fit.
Fix, you're good at PR.
Oh my god. I'm making a note. This is a live comedy show waiting to happen. We've got a Heineken. This is a taskmaster task. Yeah.
Sketch my dad naked.
Is he hot though? Sakisa, like objectively, I mean, obviously, because you are the product, but
no,
just for the listener, no? Sakisa looks so upset.
I feel like she needs to show us a photo now.
Do you want to see a photo?
Yes,
of my dad?
Please.
But
yes,
also,
obviously, it won't help the views.
Can I just say, my dad never gives me a compliment, even when I look amazingly pretty or funny.
Oh, yeah, so if you start calling him hot on podcasts, yeah, the scales will be unbalanced.
Yeah,
totally. Fair enough.
He is not. Pretty at all. Here he is. All right, so this is my dad.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What a munter.
Oh, my God.
For the people listening
no,
at home,
no
he
comment.
He's a delight.
He is not. Stop saying that. He's just a big black man. Okay. However, there's one of him sleeping on the bus.
Okay, yeah, that's like
she's showing us pictures of her sleeping dad now.
Oh, I was just about to be my inappropriate crush, but you've just killed it stone dead there.
If my dad was that,
Nick's is only into guys when they're awake.
Yeah, it's a small prerequisite.
If my dad was that hot, I would never get anything done.
He's not hot.
I mean, you
stop calling my dad hot. This is now weird. Okay, people.
No. How did you even get out the house today? Okay,
because it's your dad. What is going on?
And also, she's a 30-year-old woman. She's probably not living at home. Are you living at home?
No, technically, no. I'm currently living with my parents, but my parents live with me.
Can't leave because your dad's too harsh.
No, tell me more about this.
I bought the flat my parents have been living in for the last 30 years, 5 years ago. So my parents technically live with me and they won't fuck off to go back to Barbados. Despite the fact we've got a house in Barbados. I'm like, fuck off back to Barbados.
God. Imagine that in Barbados.
You don't want to see it. He's fat and I mean, look at him, he's miserable as well.
Oh my god.
You're not helping.
You
don't
have it. He's a sexy dad.
It's got the horn now. Naturally. Don't make it any worse.
I'm trying not to get pregnant here. Stop it.
All I'm saying is, Sticky, so he knows his angles.
Yeah.
He does
or
not.
Or you know his angles. You're helping him out without meaning to.
Hey, Dad, let me just get the selfie light.
I'm going to tell him about this today. And he's going to be so...
He can listen to the podcast.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, I'm going to make him listen to this podcast when it comes out.
Listen, so he's living in your
dad.
House.
Stop that!
He's living in your house, but yet has never given you a compliment.
He doesn't like,
I think we need to sort this out.
Not like, even great.
Can I show you a picture that's going to put you off my dad?
I don't think anything
not
will
possible.
At this point.
Give
not
it a try.
I mean, give it a try.
Oh, look at him being all cute and funny.
He's just in a big thing.
He'd be a great dad, wouldn't he?
He's in an indoor sauna.
Yeah, good for him. He knows how to solve care.
Fuck you.
If it's any consolation, Esith also flirts with my dad. He's going to be devastated now that this is just a thing that you do.
You're just a dad whore. Stop that.
Oh, God. Yeah, I forgot. I feel like I'm cheating on him now.
You should.
Oh,
I thought you were going to be my new mum.
I was. I still could be.
Right. Let's move on.
I don't appreciate this.
Oh,
by
we
the
didn't.
Way.
I'm
all right.
We killed that category forever.
I don't think anyone's going to top Sakisa's sexy dad.
Unfortunately.
But I don't even know who to allocate the points
I'm
to.
I'm so hurt right now.
Give all the points to a dad.
Is it Esith's Lady Bona or is it Sakisa's desperate defense against it? Like,
he's not. He's like the most annoyed. Not sexy man. I really wish I could show you what he does when he's in the house. He's half naked. He doesn't wear any pants.
Yes.
Stop it. Stop.
You're bringing this on yourself.
This is too much for my heart right now.
Right.
Okay, so what you do is you get one of those teddy bear nanny cams and go over to see
some. We're moving on. Right.
I don't know if I feel comfortable now sitting in this room.
I think when Vic says it's time to move on,
it's time to move on.
Someone right. Try to steal my dad.
It's all getting a bit
not
weird.
Not for dad
here.
Purposes, though.
It's ball number 26. And
everyone breathe.
School play stories. Let's do this.
Oh God! So in college, the play that we had to do at the end of first year was called Five Lost Years, and it was about the Great Depression, and it was great fun. No, it wasn't. I thought it was awful. And it just was. It was really quite a miserable time, as is fitting.
That's brilliant comedy content. This is.
I know. But I can sing you some of the songs.
Oh yeah, sing a song.
Okay, there was. So here's an example of the sort of music that was in it. Okay. Go to sleep, you weary hobo.
Sorry.
Let the... Oh, fuck, I can't remember the words. It's something to do with trains pass you by. Can't you hear the steel rails humming? That's the hobo's lullaby. So that was part of Five Lost Years.
That is depressing.
I know.
Did you pay money for that?
I mean, it was part of, yeah, it was part of my college program. And I was part of the ensemble cast. I wasn't even a featured player.
Oh, wow.
When I Googled Five Lost Years, the musical I did in college, I can't even find it on Google.
Oh, wow. I remember being in school and I was like, I want to be Mary. And someone said to me, no, you can't be Mary. She was white. And I was
like, no, check your
I was like, check your, dad, yeah. check your Bible.
Right, it is the last round. So now is the time for you. Do not feel confident in your performance. To play the Frick Machine card. Like I said, you don't have to. There is no obligation.
Yes, I'm going to play the Frick Machine
Ooh.
Card.
Ooh. All right.
No.
No?
If you ever want to chart with my dad.
You will not play the card. No.
Do you want to think about
this? You may play the card if you want to. I'm just saying.
No, because if I win this, it makes me more attractive to her dad.
So. All right, I see. Yeah. I don't think that's how it works, but sure. The way it works, I've got your names here. You don't know what order I've put them in. Producer Chris is going to give me a number between 1 and 3. It's 2. Esseth, you've got the points of Leslie now. Chris, a number again.
Good luck.
It's 1. Leslie, you now have Esseth's points. And do you know what, Skeezer, you just get you.
Oh, I mean, I feel like it's a good time to be Skeezer.
I mean, it's always a good time to be Skeezer.
Excuse me, you've got my points.
Don't worry, you have the love of Skeezer's dad after this.
Oh, does that mean you've got my dad now?
Yes!
I'm not high-fiving that.
And we've got ball 25, which is irrational dislikes.
People who fancy my dad.
I knew that was coming. I feel like I set this up.
I was going to say, I feel that's fairly rational.
Is that rational? Is that sensible?
He's not attractive.
To you, which is totally appropriate.
Yeah, that is indeed rational to not.
So rational.
Maybe he's like 55 years old.
It's quite a young dad.
I'm 40 next year.
So?
I'm quite close to him. Still young enough to have babies.
Can I leave the room? I'm the only child and will stay that way.
Genuinely, if I can as well.
The awful thing about this is, if I was a man, I would have been arrested by now. Yeah.
What was the topic again?
Irrational dislikes. You tabled a thoroughly rational dislike. So you...
Also cheese.
Oh, that is... Yeah, you accept that it's not rational to not like any other type of cheese but cheddar?
No, mild cheddar.
This is growth.
Oh, there's such a good world of mature cheddar out there.
Mm. No, I'm not a mature cheddar.
Or, applewood smoked cheddar.
Oh, that's the
best. See, this is what I'm talking about. People with an obsession with cheese. Like, a whole podcast could be about cheese.
I'm sure there are many.
There are definitely.
I hate the fact that Ant and Dec is in that order.
It can't be Dec and Ant.
Yeah, exactly, because Dec is the better one.
But it's alphabetical, isn't it?
Yeah, but fuck that. Dec is the better one.
Also, I don't... definitely is, even before the... But I don't... before the
controversial one here.
I just don't understand why people can't tell the difference.
Who can't tell the difference?
Well, that's why they do it.
Is it?
But they have it. They have them standing in exactly the same way because people get confused.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Mm. Oh,
yeah.
I suppose it is always like Finn and Phil, not Phil and Finn.
I mean, every time I think of one, I'm like, no, I can rationalize that, I think, if I had to. But you know when there's a movie
Let
poster...
Let us do the rationalization.
Yeah. You know when there's a movie poster, and I do think this is very rational, so I don't know, you can decide. When you know when there's a movie poster and there's all, you know, there's a picture of the actors, but they don't have the right person's name above the right person?
Oh, I hate that. No, yeah, I totally get that. Yeah.
But I feel it's very rational, right? It's like, you could have designed that better.
It's rational to notice it, but it's not rational to, like, let it ruin your day. Like, that's it would for me, like, every time I pass it, like...
Yeah.
I can't believe the Frisheen card went down so badly.
No!
I cannot resist. Right. While I am tallying up the final scores, Leslie, where can we find you? Is there anything that you're doing that you want to share with us?
Ooh, I have a podcast of my own with my friend Katie Mitchell. It's called A Fun Time with Katie and Leslie. You can find us on Facebook or Instagram at Katie and Leslie.
Nice.
You can find me. My name is Leslie Ewing Burgess.
Essen, where can we find you? What are you doing with your life at the moment?
When I'm not round at your dad's house.
All of our dads.
There are so many different places.
I'm usually on Twitter.
Okay.
Just find me on Twitter. SLCs.
And Sakisa, what are you doing with your life at the moment? Where can we find you? You don't give us your address because she's listening.
No. You cannot find me and my dad. I'll be on Instagram, which is Twix Comedy, Twix like the chocolate. Don't ask. It's not because I'm black. But I also run a show called Girl Code, which I've plugged as if Least Women was funny. You can find that on Instagram and Facebook. So it's Girl Code Chat Show. But apart from that, it's Facebook.
If it's funny.
Yeah.
I love it.
So it's Facebook, which is Sakisa Comedy. Instagram, which is Twix Comedy or Sakisa Comedy. It's the same page. But yeah, thanks.
Right. Without further ado, let us have the scores. Now, it was fairly close between 2 and 3. In third place, it is Leslie with 23. But thanks for playing. We still love you. In second place, despite a valiant Frasheen effort, is SF on 25. And absolutely romping to victory. No way, because she was like touching my leg under the table. It is Sakisa with 33.
Yay! I feel like my dad helped with this.
He guided you to victory. Thank you all for listening. Thank you all for coming. You are now free to go. I will unlock the door. Thanks for listening. There will be a new episode with new competitors and new balls every Friday. If you like what you've heard, I've been Vix Layton, and this is Comedy Arcade. Please tell all your friends, rate the show, and hit subscribe. And if you didn't like it, this is Richard Herring, and this was Relustipa. Isn't Stuart Lee a dick?
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Marc Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Marc.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.